Morning Liberty.
Well, what is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of the Good Morning Liberty podcast. My name is Nate Thurston, and across from me is Charles Chuck Too Tall Stuck Thompson, coming in at 6'8", across from me.
Allegedly.
On the desk. Yeah, for all we know, it's maybe not 6'8", but we don't know for sure.
Someone from the live groups, you know, we're doing this 500th live episode party. That's going to be fun, and people that are in the Patreon got invited, so that's cool for them. Patreon.com/Good Morning Liberty. And that's happening July 9th, 10th, and 11th.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good time.
Got a nice house.
We got a nice house in downtown Nashville for everybody to hang out at. It's got a grill and a nice backyard. We're going to play some games and who knows what else. Bunch of Liberty stuff. That's what we're going to do.
Anything Liberty.
And we're going to record a podcast live in person for our folks.
Don't tell the Airbnb host.
Those that got Patreon tickets.
Yeah.
Monthly. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And somebody from the live group, that's how I started talking about this, they wanted someone to bring a tape measure so that we could settle this 6'8 gate.
Mm.
And I'm all for it.
You're going to wear your tallest shoes that day, I bet.
No, I won't.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to.
Charlie's
going to be looking for platform shoes out there pretty
normal
soon.
Normal shoes.
Yeah, normal shoes. You can't wear any shoes, man.
I wear my cowboy boots. I'm like 6'10".
All right. Well, this is the Good Morning Liberty podcast, where we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week when we want to.
Shake and bake, baby.
You want to hit that smash button, and you want to subscribe on that follow button, too, if you haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So make sure you do those things so you can get a brand new episode of this very fine podcast delivered to your cellular device every single day of the week when we want to. It's Dumb Bleep of the Week.
Mm.
Charles.
Yes.
This is the day where we finally get to complain about
this podcast
things.
Is about to turn into Dumb Bleep of the Day.
I know. Overall, it's pretty dumb. It's been pretty dumb so far. But this is the day where we find some of the dumbest things we've seen throughout the week. And we have the Patreon listeners vote on what the dumbest bleep of the week was. And I want to say thank you to everyone on Twitter and on the email servers who have
thank
been
you to
sending
our sponsors.
All of our sponsors, which you'll get an advertisement for sometime. BetterHelp. You've heard us talk about them before. It's Charlie's favorite app. BetterHelp, you can go to betterhelp.com or you can download the app. BetterHelp is this great app that pairs you with a licensed therapist. So it's therapy over your phone, all right? If you are having a tough time getting by right now, maybe you're dealing with anxiety, maybe you're just not as happy as you think you should be, maybe you're not finding the meaning in life. You know, we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning. Maybe you're not finding that meaning in your life that you think that you should be. If you're dealing with anxiety, with depression, with relationship problems, BetterHelp has got a licensed therapist for you. It's super simple. You just go to the website, betterhelp.com/GML, and that's going to give you 10% off your first month, by the way. So you go to betterhelp.com/GML, you make an account. They ask you some questions about yourself, some preferential questions, and they're going to pair you with a therapist that they think will work best for you. If you don't want that therapist, that's fine. You just pick another one. Okay. It's safe. It's secure. It's a way to actually talk to a therapist without having to go into the office. Much cheaper than going into the office, by the way. Listen, taking care of your brain, of your mental health, is super important. I don't know if you know this, but your brain controls everything that you do. Okay. So maybe it would help you to be talking to someone about it. You can message through the app. You can do video call. You can do voice calls. All kinds of stuff with the BetterHelp app. So go get that app. Make sure you sign up through betterhelp.com/GML to get that 10% off your first month. You tell them we said hey.
Would you say grace over this dumb bleep before we get started?
I will. Not do that. No, I'm not going to do that.
Dear baby Jesus, bless this dumb bleep we're about to spew.
Obviously, we've been talking a lot of Talladega Nights before the show, so we're just keeping it going. For you kids out there, that's a racing movie, okay? You want to check it out sometime. All right.
All about sports.
It's probably
NASCAR.
Okay, so without further ado, we're going to start with dumb bleep number one. And we're just going to start off light here with a light amount of dumb. okay? Mm-hmm. Then we're going to work into things that will become progressively dumber as the show goes on, finishing off with what is potentially one of the dumber things, but that is dependent on the people watching live and what they want to vote on. Okay, so there was this thing going on in Nigeria, okay? And their president or leader or whatever they call that person over there kind of made some Twitter threats to the people that were protesting and burning some things down, stuff like that. That wasn't very good. He was like, hey, last time this happened, we killed like a million of you guys. That was basically his tweet, okay? And so Twitter, they removed the tweet, and then Nigeria banned Twitter from Nigeria. There's no Twitter anymore, okay? And so Twitter's very upset about this. Here's what Twitter had to say. We are deeply concerned by the by the blocking of Twitter in Nigeria. Access to the free and open internet is an essential human right in modern society. We will work to restore access for all of those in Nigeria who rely on Twitter to communicate and connect with the world. Hashtag keep it on. It's interesting. So, it's interesting, isn't it? That access is an essential human right in modern society.
Human right.
Yeah.
Now, which means those that don't have access are labeled as non-human.
Yeah, they can't.
That's by default.
They can't be.
Yeah, because they believe it is a human right.
Yeah. Now, it's just, there's two things. One, you can't just have a human right to a website that did not exist 15 years ago. I don't know how long Twitter's been around, but human beings as a species can't have a inherent right to something that didn't exist when I was in high school.
You know what I remember about Twitter?
No.
Casey Conrad showing me Twitter back at the Rutledge.
Yeah.
In '09, probably.
Yeah. Back in '09.
Not '10, something like that.
I remember hearing about some of that stuff for the first time.
And I believe he was in he created an account. He was like top 1,000 or something like that.
He probably was. He's always the first to everything. So I can imagine that happening. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what you guys think about Twitter. And then, okay, so the second thing is, what about the people that Twitter has also banned off of their website? So they're not humans, right? Is that the thing?
It must not be.
Because you have a human right to their website. Okay. Unless you tweeted something that was, I don't know, supportive of a protest that eventually became a riot or something like that. I'm not really sure. I'm just spitballing here. I'm throwing out potential things that might happen. I don't know.
Unless you had, 120 million followers and we disagree with what you say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's if we disagree with what you say, then you don't have a human right. I got you.
You have a human right as long as we agree with you.
So it's a subjective right that they get to decide, even though they've said that it is a right for human beings to use it.
That subjective rights are the only rights that are...
that is that true.
That are rights.
That is the danger of subjectivity.
In fact, if I look at your rights, they are all subjective.
Yeah. Well, thanks for letting me know which rights I have later on.
Like, you have a right to life,
mm-hmm.
unless you're a fetus.
Yeah. Well, your right to life, people think that means that you also you have to be saved. You would say, but really, the right to life just means that no one can take your life from you. That's what that means. You have a right to that life. It doesn't mean that you could enslave someone to make sure that you can keep that life. But anyway, we could talk about positive and negative rights for an entire episode, and we have. I recommend you take the 474 episode challenge, and you could find plenty of episodes about that. Okay? We got 7 dumb bleeps.
All right.
So go ahead.
Dumb bleep number 2 from one of our favorites here, old Tammy Duckworth. She's made it on here a few times. Any Senate Republicans, I love how they frame these.
Mm-hmm.
They frame them so well. Any Senate Republicans want to come out and just admit they believe our daughters deserve less pay than men for the same work? No? Well, that's what filibustering the Paycheck Fairness Act basically tells us.
Is it what it tells us?
Oh, Tammy.
This is why this stuff's so important.
I appreciate her service.
Yeah.
I appreciate her service to our country. But you know, this is so absurd. But the way they frame this, that's right, Lieutenant Tam. You got new legs, Lieutenant Tam.
Oh, God. You know, it's not okay to make fun of people unless they are trying to, take away your rights and your liberties from you, then it's fair game, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Then you can make fun of people for things that people honestly shouldn't be made fun of for, you know, because especially in the way that that happened and everything. But
my dad's in my phone as Lieutenant Dad.
So it's like when we make fun of Biden for you know, having dementia. Well, when he's trying to take away our rights, you kind of open yourself up to being, it's okay to make fun of things.
Well, you know what I do every single year for Christmas for my dad?
What's that?
I send him slippers.
Charlie's dad doesn't have any legs, by the way, just in case you need a backstory on that.
Just in case you guys want to know.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't have any legs, and every year for Christmas, I send him slippers. Every year. And I choose the gift option on Amazon. I pay the extra $3 for them to put it
as very a gift important
for him to open up for Christmas. And he's in my phone as Lieutenant Dad. It's all in good fun.
That's how important these things. This is why we talked about this earlier in the week, because this is the kind of rhetoric that comes out around these things when you decide to not go along with the Paycheck Fairness Act, which had a pretty bad thing in it where they essentially move the burden of proof onto the person that was being accused. So that's a problem. The employer's being accused, and they're the ones who have to prove that they're innocent, which could get very expensive for a lot of companies. I know people just like to, they only have like four companies that they know of. You know, there's just Walmart and Amazon, and I can't even name any others. Those are the only companies I can think of.
Target every now and then. Yeah. They wouldn't have got burnt down.
But there's a lot of other companies out there, millions of them out there, that would have a hard time just proving that without spending a ton of. So it's a really, really terrible bill. And then the statistics on it just don't work, do they, Charles?
No.
No.
And framing something like this, using children again, by the way, daughters, is just sick. It's disgusting, and it's just simply not true.
Yeah.
And it makes a dumb bleep.
There's dumb bleep number two. Dumb bleep number three. We're going to roll right on through some of this. The last few are, Okay, so.
Y'all got to see this picture to make it worth it.
Yeah, I'm going to switch the picture over here. Okay, here's the picture. So, Jemele Hill was out there tweeting. And so what happened was Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, said that he was not going to vote for the People Act, which is where the federal government takes over all of the state election systems. And so he said he wasn't going to vote for it. So she called Joe Manchin basically a white supremacist for not wanting to support the For the People Act. Okay. And so this was going around at the time that he decided he wasn't going to support this. And then here's a lefty saying, if Jemele Hill or anyone else called the folks below white supremacists, the right wing would say that it's only anyone who disagrees with you. So the argument from the right when she called Joe Manchin a white supremacist was, well, it's just because he disagrees with you on this. That's why you're saying that. And so this person says, well, they'd look at these people, which, by the way, it's a picture of the KKK, actual white supremacists. Mm. And they would say, well, you just think that these are white.
Sheets over their head and everything.
Yeah. You just think that they're white supremacists because they don't agree with you on something. No. It's because these are actual white supremacists. They're wearing the sheets, okay? They got their white robes on.
They're legitimately white.
They are literally white supremacists. And this is something that people don't understand is, like, you just call Joe Manchin a white supremacist randomly. We talk about this all the time. First off, that takes away from calling someone a white supremacist, because if you just cry white supremacy all the time, well, then you take away from the times that it could actually be true, which could be an important thing to actually point out sometimes if someone is actually a white supremacist.
Like when you have a bunch of guys dressed up as Clayton Bigsby running around.
Yeah. It must have been a Halloween thing. They were. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is the problem where you say, well, they'd look at these guys and say that they're just not even white supremacists. No, you wouldn't. Because this is a picture of white supremacists that are literally, they call themselves this. So they don't understand why sometimes it's not right to just yell white supremacy all the time. They should really read this old story called The Boy Who Cried Wolf. It's a very important story.
Children's book, I believe.
Yeah, it's an old story. And really, a lot of people, I would say on the left, I'm sure on the right as well, need to read that story. Because it didn't turn out too well for the boy, okay? And I would want it to turn out well for the boy, but the problem is he would always cry wolf all the time. I'm going to go ahead and just, the spoiler alert.
Oh, you're going to spoil it.
Yeah. He would cry wolf all the time. And then the problem is, when there was actually a wolf,
no one came to help.
No one came to help because the boy was always crying wolf all the time.
My dog does this all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't care if there's a wolf in there? Your dog's in there crying wolf?
Exactly. Yeah. He's in there crying wolf. There's no wolf. And last time it was actually real. There, you know, it was a mess. I had to get my broom.
It was a mess, man. I tell you what.
That's what? That's dumb bleep number
three. I think. This is the last lighter one coming up here, and then it's going to get real heavy. Real dangerous here in a bit. Yeah.
All right. So dumb bleep number four is Mr. Bezos here. So the Associated Press tweeted out, Jeff Bezos.
I don't even know how you actually say it. I need to hear him say it sometime.
Heading to space. And by the way, that's just
it's up
north of the sky.
It's up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amongst the stars.
Except it's actually every direction.
You're not even
it's
close.
Not even just north.
It's close to the stars.
Yeah.
The Amazon co-founder and CEO says he will be aboard Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft for its first human flight next month. Next month, by the way. And then, of course, Simple Son of a Bitch replied to this. that's his name.
It's a fitting
I'm just
name.
Saying Simple Son of a Bitch. That's his name. He said, "Welp, for the world's richest man who could end hunger and homelessness in the U.S., he doesn't seem to be doing much here. So blast off, buddy. Wishing you well, sir."
The world's richest man who could end hunger and homelessness is not doing much here.
Just always. So
we'll see you later.
Yeah, it's ending homelessness and world hunger.
So there's two things in there. He could end hunger and homelessness, and also he's not doing very much here.
No.
So send him to space. That's fine. There's two dumbs in there. He stacked two dumbs in there, which I don't even know if is fair. Is that within the rules of this sport that we're doing right now?
We have to ask Joe.
All these people competing?
Joe, is that part of the
each
rules? Yeah, you're right. There are two dumbs in this one. We've talked about this before several times, and it's actually made dumb bleep several times, which is Bezos doesn't actually have enough money to end world hunger and homelessness. Well, actually, maybe he does for a day.
Yeah.
One whole day. And but what about tomorrow? What do you do then? And by the way, there's Bezos is gone. All his money spent.
Mm-hmm.
He had money in the bank. Shorty, what you drank. They don't drink at all. So now what? We go after Bill Gates? Well, he's going to have a few people left behind. He doesn't have as much money.
Oh.
And that's Saturday's Bill. What about Sunday's Bill? Like,
what about next year?
This is the thing. No one thinks about the future. Bezos does. He's got like a 200-year plan. No one else thinks about the future. And then the second thing was he's not doing much here. Really?
Nothing.
Amazon's not doing anything for anyone. Hasn't provided 300,000 jobs or whatever it is now. 600,000 jobs. Hasn't completely revolutionized the way that we expect and receive mail. Hasn't, in fact, I just saw a new USPS commercial that was just made me believe in it.
Really?
Yeah, it was a great commercial.
In USPS?
Yes. They were talking about two-day shipping, by the way. And it's basically like the USPS, what we've always believed in. It just had a nice little voice in there.
Where they like would come... or sleet or snow.
We've always been about the customer, basically. We've always been all about you, and we'll ship anything for you, including marijuana now for for 2 days nationwide.
That's a pretty good deal.
So anyway, Amazon has literally revolutionized commerce, not only logistically, but also through grocery store delivery and all kinds of things that we have because of Bezos. So
I just realized that there was a dumb bleep I forgot to put in here,
mm-hmm.
and I just added it in. So we're going to throw it in the middle here. And I removed another one because
all right,
this one I've had a hard time actually listening to, because this is a Hank Johnson moment. You guys know Hank Johnson?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I forgot about this.
So that was dumb bleep number four. This is dumb bleep number five.
This is Representative Louie Gohmert, a Republican from Texas. Please, God, tell me he's not serious about this, but I think he is. Okay. And I didn't have this ready, but I think the audio should be good, so let's try
Mr. Producer.
Now.
And I understand from what's been testified to the Forest Service and the BLM, you want very much to work on the issue of climate change. I was informed by the immediate past director of NASA that they have found that the moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around the sun. We know there's been significant solar flare activity. And so is there anything that the National Forest Service or BLM can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun? Obviously, that would have profound effects on our climate.
By the way, Bureau of Land Management. I would have to
follow up with you on that one, Mr. Gohmert.
Yeah.
I'll have to follow up with you.
If you figure out a way that you in the Forest Service can make that change, like Tim can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun, obviously that would have profound effects.
Please, no. It had to be a joke, right?
I mean, he's thinking outside the box.
Oh, you know? No.
What was his name again?
Louis Gohmert.
Oh, Louis.
Representative Louis Gohmert from Tejas.
Oh, Louis.
So he's suggesting that we change the orbit of the moon or of the Earth around
or
the,
both.
Or both around the sun to help with climate change.
They just move us a little further out?
Let's just pretend that that was possible. See anything could go wrong with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're just off by a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to. I don't know exactly what to say about it, but that's pretty freaking dumb. I don't know, man.
It's absolutely ridiculous notion to think that even if we had that technology, that like you said, imagine if you were 0.00000001 degree off. Right. Then like where would we end up?
Yeah.
So eventually, by the way, in case you guys don't know what happens with stars, eventually they die.
Yeah.
Stars die. They can't burn forever. And so the Earth's star will die one day. The sun will die one day. And what it does, somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm not up to speed on my astrophysiology.
Yeah.
But essentially that the gravity starts to suck everything in over a really, really long period of time. We probably have, I don't know what they estimated, a few billion years at least, I think, but that's what happens. And so, yeah, the orbit's going to change slightly over time. And to think that we could have any effect on that whatsoever. And that somehow the Forest Service is going to help, of all people.
Let's just shoot a bunch of nukes at the moon and see if it'll move a little bit.
The Bureau of Land Management. Not Black Lives Matter group. Not that organization. The Bureau of Land Management.
Joe mentioned that maybe he was trying to trap them into admitting that we can't help climate change. You know, and I know you're trying to be generous. And so I think that is being generous. That is... that maybe that's a possibility. He was trying to say, look, even if we could do this, we couldn't do anything about climate change, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's just a really, really bad idea. And like I said, that is on par with Hank Johnson suggesting that Guam was going to tip over.
You're kind of doing a little bit of the George Bush.
Yeah.
That's sounds like a question he would ask.
I don't know why I was doing that, man.
I don't even think George Bush is dumb enough to ask that question.
No. From Texas. No, I don't think so. But anyway,
it's like, you know, Hank Johnson believes that islands float.
Yeah.
Like they're just floating in the ocean out
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that they're actually just part of the ground.
He literally didn't know at all.
He didn't know. It's like, wouldn't Guam tip over?
So
that's a good one.
So that is that was dumb bleep number 5. Okay. So we still got a couple more here. Charlie, will you describe this meme that I'm about to put up here for everyone?
So this appears to be the Egyptians, slave owners over the Jews. It's what it appears to be if you go by the biblical context of them building the pyramids back in Egypt. And at the very top of the meme, it says capitalism. And the guy who just got whipped Although that kind of looks like a sword.
Looks like a sword.
Should be a whip, though.
Maybe it's a stick. I don't know.
The guy's down on one knee, and he's fallen over after a long, hard day of carrying bricks, and they wanted to carry more bricks, and the guy is thinking to himself, I'm going to own this pyramid someday. And that this describes capitalism.
Yeah, because we're all slaves to capitalism under the false presumption that we're going to own something someday. But we're just slaving away. And this picture of a slave owner beating someone who's building a pyramid is a perfect example of capitalism.
A perfect depiction to scale, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is to scale.
That's not exactly how it works under capitalism, though, I don't think.
No, it has to.
I think it's a little
bit. The picture says it.
Well, it is on
the
meme.
The picture's worth 1,000 words, Nate.
Yeah. What Joe just said, show me a better system. We don't have one.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't have one.
Well, it's not even that, but this isn't how capitalism works.
No.
At all. So first of all, if you your boss shouldn't be whipping you with a slave.
With a stick.
With a stick or a whip. Okay. So if your boss is doing that, well, then you probably are in the wrong job and you should report them to human services, human resources, or definitely find another job charge them with criminal with crimes.
People
for doing that.
People equate this to slavery in the slave owning South because those slave owners were pursuing a profit and they were using slaves to do that. And so they say, well, that must be capitalism. That must be what it is. Well, but
the problem with that though is capitalism requires a key thing here. Voluntary exchange. It has to be voluntary. Nowhere in this picture does it look voluntary to me.
It doesn't seem voluntary.
No. And so it's obviously not capitalism. What this is slavery. That's what this is. That's what that's called.
You're saying those are two different things?
Two separate.
Just because the slave owner is pursuing profit, that doesn't mean that he is a capitalist?
Absolutely.
Weird.
Because,
that's weird.
Because capitalism requires voluntarism.
Yeah.
It requires it. And it's not voluntary.
Well, speaking of societies where people don't have to work, right here. So that was a dumb bleep number
six.
Six. Woo. We are running through the list today, but these are all pretty good. Dumb bleep number six. This is something.
Seven.
Just think about this here for a minute, because this is a deep thoughts right here. These are thoughts for your thoughts.
This is from Reddit.
Right here. This is from Reddit.
This is great.
Okay, the question in the socialism thread, socialism 101 thread, okay? The question was, are cashiers working class? So are they really working class? That's what the person is asking. They said, I know this sounds like it should be obvious, but think about it. Cashiers do not produce any commodities. Under a non-capitalistic society, nobody would do what they do. In fact, their job is almost more like a cop. They keep commodities away from people and demand that you pay a fee to the bourgeois to access them. And if you refuse, they will use the violence of the state against you by reporting you to the authorities for shoplifting. How are they, in a Marxist analysis, working class?
And this is what happens when you dive super deep into Marxism. You keep fractionating everyone down until you get to the level of, you know, who is the most oppressed person, and everyone else above that most oppressed individual has to die.
So even someone who is working a cashier job is part of the capitalist problem, the bourgeoisie right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we could pick this apart for a minute, but they say cashiers do not produce any commodities. Now, we'll have to think about what's the flip side look like. We've seen the flip side before. You guys think that in other countries where they didn't have a capitalist system, when there were goods like food that were available to a limited amount of people, that there weren't people there making sure that people didn't take things that they weren't allowed to take, that they wouldn't tell the authorities? Literally, we've told stories about people in China, the guy who had to bury his son alive because he picked up some grain off of the ground. Okay?
Well, Bernie loves to see food lines, though.
You got to see bread lines. Those are good for you.
Love to see them. That means the system's working.
So in a way, cashiers are producing something that is a commodity, by the way, which is labor. So they are producing something that is valuable, and they are working in a job that is valuable for people because people need the goods that are in that store. And for us to be able to have this system where people grow the food and then they sell it to the distributors, and the distributors sell it to probably eight other people, and then it makes it to the grocery store eventually. For you to be able to do that, there has to be someone there to count up all the things that you took. And then the things that you do in your life that are valuable to other people, you get a dollar amount represented in your bank account or your wallet that says here's how valuable monetarily that was to everyone. And then you can go and take things that other people did that were valuable, like spending their time growing food. Okay, and so that this is the system that's happening right here. It says their job is almost like a cop because they keep commodities away from people and demand that you pay a fee to access them. And what I was saying is, in the other societies where there hasn't been capitalism, there would still be people that would keep away the goods from people because you have to ration everything. And it's still,
you don't have to pay a fee.
You don't have to pay a fee.
That's the thing.
I guess that's true.
It's included.
Yeah, it is included.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you would just get put to death if you take things that you're not supposed to take.
Right.
So that is still a problem right there. So if
they're still a cashier.
Yeah.
They just don't accept cash.
So when people do this, like, you got to think about what is the other alternative to what cashiers are doing? And the other alternative would be one that farmers would just grow things, and then they get put in these places.
Out of the goodness of their hearts.
Just out of the goodness of their hearts, because they also want to be allowed to go get food and things from other people. So they would grow things, and they would take them to the grocery buildings. Can't say store. You know, they would take them to the grocery, and you would go in there, and you would just say, I need all of these things, and then you would take them, and you would leave, okay? And that's what would actually happen. And that's not actually what would happen, because in all that, you would have issues with your supply. Your farmers wouldn't be growing enough. By the way, the farmers are basically your slaves at that time, because you said that they have to grow things and you have to be able to walk into a building and take the things that they just grew for you. All right. So you're making the farmers a slave, where if you didn't do enough labor, where you are able to take what the farmers did through their labor, where you can transact with them between your value, then you're actually saying that you don't have to work, but the farmers do have to work to provide you with things, but you don't have to work to get stuff from the farmers. So you're making the farmers your slaves.
Or you're relying on everyone being benevolent enough that they're only going to take what they need and leave behind mm-hmm. what everyone else needs, which doesn't happen, which is why we have an argument about price gouging all the time.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because human beings are innately selfish to the core. Okay. You're going to take the things that are going to most benefit you, and to hell with everyone else, especially in a moment of need, right? Mm-hmm. I always use the example of kids, because I think that's a good example, especially if you're a parent, and a lot of people are parents out there. I know you're not, Nate, but
no,
but you're a friend of a parent.
I'm an uncle of a lot of.
And so if you and people. I were at a swimming party and you were the only one watching the kids at the pool, only mm-hmm. one there, the rest of us are taking shots out back.
Yeah.
And okay. This kid you don't know, same age as Parker and Parker, they start drowning at exactly the same time. And Parker's my son. Okay. And you're my best friend and
mm-hmm.
we work together.
Yeah.
Okay. What kid are you going to save first? You could potentially save both of them, but you can only do it one at a time. Which kid are you going to save first from drowning?
What is the wealth of the parents of the other kid?
You don't know.
Okay. Yours then.
Yeah. And every parent would save their own kid first.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, obviously you want to save both kids. I would want to save both kids. But I'm probably, because of this biological attachment, I'm going to dive into the pool and grab my kid first and get him out and make sure he's okay before I go get the other one.
Yeah.
Because that's what human beings are. You have, in a way, you have to be driven that way. Otherwise, nature will take you out. For it, you know, you have those certain biological drives. Like, if you're starving, like truly starving, you don't care if anyone else gets to eat until you get to eat. Otherwise, you're hangry.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be hangry.
You don't want to be hangry.
No.
So mad. And that's the other problem, is that if you had this benevolent society where, you know, people just did everything for everyone else. And then they just went to the store and only got what they needed for themselves and their family. And there was plenty of leftover for everybody else, but that's not the case. And so how do you organize a society that takes into account all the selfishness and also produces wealth and everything else? And literally, you can't point to a better system than capitalism. It's the only one that actually works.
And it's the most fair system. That the answer is, if there's something that you want that someone else is producing, you have to produce something that other people want. It's just a form of trade. You're just not always trading with the person that actually performed that labor. But that's all money is. We're just doing things that other people want, and we're getting a monetary value for that, and we're going to use that to do other things that they did that other people want, and that's what we do, the trade back and forth. But because we throw money in the way, people don't like this. And this whole benevolent society thing, it just don't make no sense, I'll tell you what, because you can't do the idea there is that everyone, instead of caring about yourself, you know, I'm a big fan of Ayn Rand and the whole virtue of selfishness thing and all of that. The other alternative is that you put everyone else before yourself. So I would put you before me, Charlie, but then that would also mean that I have to rely on you putting me before yourself also. And then everyone else would have to rely on everyone else putting other people before themselves as well. And that's just not human nature. Capitalism is the only thing that actually works with human nature, because we're always going to put ourselves before other people. And we can have an argument on the how far down that actually goes and whether or not that's accurate. I will defend it appropriately. Okay, but that is Dumbleat number 7. One thing that Charlie said that I think was really important was this is how far it goes when you keep fractionating and you keep figuring out who all of your enemies are. When you are fractionating people up and you are upset about the bourgeois, the bourgeoisie, and you're mad about them, well, that goes all the way down the line to anyone who works inside of this capitalist system, because they are participating in this system. And if they don't just give you everything that you want, I mean, in this case, anyone who works, it doesn't have to be a grocery store. It can be any store that there is, any place that sells anything. The people who work in those stores and in those shops, that they are actually part of the problem. They're just like the violence of the state, essentially the same thing, because they won't just give you things when you walk in. So now all of those people become your enemies. So eventually the only good people out there are the ones who want everything for free and don't want to work for it. And those are the only good people left over afterwards. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. And everyone else must go.
And they're all angels.
Yeah. Because everyone else is causing the deaths of everyone, whoever dies, by the way. You know, you see the numbers, all these people died from capitalism. That everyone who's ever died is because of capitalism, and those people must go. If that's true, if that's a true statement, if it were true, then you'd want to do everything that you could to stop that system from working. If it were true, like if I thought it were true, we'd want to do everything that we could. In the way that we know that it's true about socialism and communism and collectivism overall, we know that it is true that it would cause the deaths of millions of people. And so we want to do everything in our power to stop those things from happening. Well, these people think the same thing about capitalism, and they would do everything all the way down to offing the cashiers that work at the stores.
You know what the best part about this dumb bleep is?
What?
The very beginning.
Yeah?
I know this sounds like it should be obvious.
It was the very first thing. It should be obvious.
Guys.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something so obvious. So obvious I shouldn't even have to mention it, but you should think about it. Sounds like it should be obvious.
There's a reason that it's obvious, okay?
Oh my God.
Okay, well, that's dumb bleep number 7. All right, that's all the dumb bleeps that we have.
Tres, cuatro, cinco, seis,
siete. Oh, number 1 was Twitter saying that Twitter is an essential human right, and I'm not sure they're really following up with that. Number 2 is...
Or they're practicing their own beliefs. Yeah.
Number 2 is Lieutenant Tam saying that Republicans basically don't think that daughters deserve the same money for doing the same work. That is what's going on. Number 3 is Republicans would look at a picture of literal KKK members and say that they're not white supremacists. Okay, I lost my count. Number 4 is Jeff Bezos could end world hunger and homelessness, and he hasn't done much here on Earth, so let's send him off to space. That seems accurate. Number five is capitalism is just like the slaves that built the pyramids. It's the same thing, essentially. Oh, you know what? I skipped over the moon guy. What number was that? I messed up my order here because I threw that in the middle. One, two, three. Four was that we need to change the orbit of the moon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
To fight climate change. Okay. Number five was capitalism is slavery. And I'm all messed up here. I'm all messed up. And then we got the cashiers are working class. There's seven of them, and I can't count right now. I'm missing one. So get your votes in.
Twitter's number one. Number two is Lieutenant Tam.
Wait, hold on. What's number one?
Twitter.
Okay, let me write this down.
Number two is Lieutenant Tam.
Okay.
Number three is white supremacist. Number five is Bezos heading into space.
How'd you go from three to five?
Oh, sorry, four. Four is Bezos heading into space. Number five is moon. Number six is capitalism and slavery. Number seven is socialism.
All right, I hope everyone caught that. Whew. And if you can't say the number, then just say what the thing was, okay?
Yeah. We are changing the ballot at the last minute because we can.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
So get your votes in, mail them in, we'll count them all.
Hey.
Don't worry.
If anyone's interested in trading in the stock market, I recommend that you go to mastermystonks.com. The ERB has been killing it lately, and if you're not in the class, you don't know what that means, but it's a very simple strategy that has an 80% win rate this year, and it's so easy, your grandma could do it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was my goal when I spent 8 months creating that strategy, that I wanted to be able to write it down on the Post-it note and have my mom or my grandma trade the strategy, and I'm pretty sure they could do it. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to test that out sometime. We'll see. Actually, that would actually be a pretty good selling point, tell you the truth. So anyway, if you've never, ever pursued a career in the stock market, this is the time to do it, all right? Why not? Why not? Okay, you could change the rest of your freaking life. Take a chance. Take a chance on something, okay? Been doing this for several years now. I freaking love it. I mean, I used to tour, play music for a living, and I just told someone the other day that I would rather be trading stocks all day than touring, playing shows.
Wow.
It's so fun.
I didn't know that.
It's so fun to do every single day. So anyway, you can go to mastermystonks.com, use the promo code SAVE20. Actually, right now, I got a better promo code for you. It's my birthday month. I'm turning 34, so you want to use the promo code STONK34. And you'll get 34% off your first month. And of course, there's always that beautiful 7-day trial for anyone who signs up. So that's mastermystonks.com. You say classy.
And then that means if you don't like it, you just cancel.
Yeah.
Because we don't want you anyway if you ain't going to like it.
Joe.
Okay.
You're wrong on that, man. Heck, I got people got my band name tattooed on them. Multiple.
We are going to count the votes here, but I honestly do not know which one won.
So can we get some extra ballot counters here? No harvesting, but ballot counters.
We got the moon one. I think we got a few for the moon one. I think other people voted for the moon one, but they thought it was number six. And some other people thought it was number four. Who knows? I'm gonna make an executive decision here.
It seems like the moon.
Tell you the guy who the moon one
was
the worst. That was the dumbest bleep of all. Unless we somehow figure it out. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's onto something.
He could change the world.
He could change the universe, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
But the world's too small now.
I mean, can you imagine just a little shift in the tides being messed up? Like what that would do?
What's that one movie where everything gets destroyed?
Oblivion?
No.
Because they destroyed the moon?
But all the natural disasters, like there's...
2012?
Yeah, like one of those.
That one?
Yeah. Like... that has like 100-foot tidal waves on all the coast and
I don't know,
tornadoes dropping down in LA.
This is still a lot of movies right now. Day After Tomorrow. That's what you're talking about right now.
There we go.
Yeah. That's what you're talking about.
That's what's gonna happen there. Louie.
All right.
Anyway, if you guys enjoyed today's show, which I know you did, Dumb Bleep of the Week continues to be the most popular episode every single week.
It's just to hear us count out the dumb bleeps. I think
to see if we know our math. And clearly we don't. Yesterday we talked about factorials. Today we tried to count to seven. Tomorrow or Monday, who knows what we'll be doing. 2 plus 2 perhaps. if we got enough in us. So please hit that subscribe button, as Nate told you to do in the very beginning of the show, or he said smash your follow or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hit the button. Just whatever button you can
subscribe your smash button. That's what you need to do.
Subscribe to your smash button. Tell a friend or a foe about the show. We really appreciate when you guys do that. You guys are helping the numbers grow every single day of the week. Those are the free ways to support us. Sign up on patreon.com/goodmorningliberty for as little as $5 a month. You can join in on the live group and cast your vote. And we have no idea what you're voting for these days, but you can participate. And we would love it if you did. All of that money goes towards growing the show, so we really appreciate all of that. We're going to be at Freedom Fest coming up here in a couple of weeks. So all of
it's
you,
at the end of July.
Sorry, July. Yeah. That one's in July, too. So yeah.
Charlie's about to get in his car and start driving.
About to go to South Dakota. Yeah. So if you guys are going to be at Freedom Fest, we'd love to see you there. Stop by. We'll be on Media Row. We got a lot of cool interviews we're going to line up and everything for that week. So it's going to be a blast. And if you guys do all of those things, then we'll be back again on Monday. Hope you have a good day, a good weekend, and a good morning, Liberty.